With their mission to foster prayer to Jesus through Mary and the Father by means of the Holy Spirit, the Marian Prayer Center has been a focal point of prayer to Our Lady and through Our Lady since the 1990s. Joining me today this morning to give us an update on their work and how you can join in this incredible ministry, it is Joyce Wells and John Johnson. Good morning, Joyce and John. Thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Blend.
Thank you,
Brenda. Mm-hmm.
Joyce, you have been with the Marian Prayer Center even before it was known as the Marian Prayer Center. You were there as part of its very, very beginning. Remind our listeners about how the Marian Prayer Center came to be.
Well, it came to be from around the early 1990s when we were with the Center for Peace, John and I were both, and we put on many conferences with other people. And in 2000, they rebuilt our place where we were, and we split. We had Alice Bennett with us and Bev Meese. She started a bookstore over in Vancouver, Queen of Peace, and one Bev started one, Blessings from Heaven. And we have the Marian Prayer Center right there in Milwaukee. And we're just very thankful to the Derringers who have been with us from the beginning and have donated the place where we are. We don't have to pay the rent. We just have to stay there and pray, and Our Lady takes care of us. But we've had many things going on through those years to honor Our Lady. Our big thing is intercessory prayer. We pray for other people who call in on the phone or come into our center. We take their prayer requests, put it on our altar. And then each week we have a prayer group that on Thursday that meets from 1:30 to 3:30. And we ask the Holy Spirit for what to pray for. And we pray for all of our petitions. But over the years, I could give many testimonies of prayers that have been answered. It's just very powerful. And Mother Mary's statue is right there in the corner, and St. Joseph and the other. And, of course, in the middle is our altar with the Infinite Prague picture and the Divine Mercy. So we're praying the Rosary and the Divine Mercy in our prayer group and other prayers that come to us. It's just a very powerful place of prayer.
We meet, like Joyce said, on Thursdays and other days of prayer. And we have Father Maxey, our spiritual director, come at least maybe once a month, every 2 months. And we do a celebration of the Eucharist. I do the music and he preaches. And we come together and pray outside, inside with a liturgy such as, what's the next one coming up, we're thinking?
Well, it's going to be Our Lady of Good Counsel. So this will be the first time we have done it for Our Lady of Good Counsel. So I really want to get the history of that out. And it's going to be April 26th on a Friday. So we'll be putting information out on that in a flyer. But every feast day that works in with Father Max's schedule and ours, we have a mass and prayer vigil there.
We sometimes have Father John Marshall from St. John the Baptist.
Yes.
Father Maxey's at St. John the Apostle.
Boy, and we also have Father Gary Zare because I took him on one of our pilgrimages to Medjugorje, and we've been friends ever since. He's just such a joy to have at our center.
John, here at Mater Dei Radio, we like to say, to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. You know, that message of the Blessed Virgin Mary, more important today than ever. So how can we help share that message through the Marian Prayer Center?
Yeah, the Marian Prayer Center has a couple missions, such as the intercessory prayer plus evangelization. And the evangelization piece is where we invite parishes in our area to come to our celebrations, like the one we just talked about, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and other ones. And we invite the pastors, and we send out flyers to Patrick at KBBM, Mater Dei, and try to get them to think about Mary. We have rosaries. We also have, I give talks in the diocese about Mary and Fatima. In the last year, I think I give five of them, different parishes. A couple of them are coming up pretty soon, and I invite the parish and talk about the purpose of Mary in the salvation history. One of the things that's so important is Mary, we sometimes say, is like a perfect Carmelite, okay? And that is dear to me because of the Carmelite order. And that she said she ponders these things in her heart. Mm-hmm. We sometimes don't connect prayer and contemplation, but Mary does that. And when contemplation happens to us, then we go deeper into prayer and salvation history.
If you are just tuning in, joining me in studio today, it is Joyce Wells and John Johnson. They are part of the Mary in Prayer Center, and they are joining us today to talk a little bit about how you can be involved and really the importance of Mary in all of our lives. Joyce, you have a special devotion to Mary, the Mary in Prayer Center, and the Sorrowful Mother.
Right, and we always have a prayer vigil on her feast day, and we have a religious bookstore in the front of our center, and we have the Seven Sorrows Rosary and how to pray it. So we really promote that message, and we also recorded it here on your Hail Mary media, so people can tune in and go to the audio version of the Seven Sorrows, and you can hear us praying there. But we often pray it in our prayer group too, especially now during Lent, because our Sorrowful Mother is right there with Jesus, and she suffered right along with him. So we really honor that. But we have many things in our religious bookstore that relates to prayer. We have all kinds of different rosaries and chaplets and books that promote it. We also have a used book section that has all kinds of books on Mary, and people can get those for a couple dollars. We try to keep our prices very low, because we are a nonprofit organization. All our volunteers do not get paid.
Yeah.
So it's just totally volunteer.
John, with that type of a volunteer that runs that program, there is always a need for more, I would imagine.
Yeah, there is. And Jesus said to go out and make disciples. In some ways, we try to make disciples of Mary. And especially at the Mary in Prayer Center, there's always lots of work to do, and with many hands, there's less work. So the volunteers, we're always looking for more volunteers to help us, especially those that have a great devotion to Mary. We contact all the Mary in Prayer groups, such as the Apostolate for Fatima, that we talked about a little bit earlier before with Mary and Olin, and we invite them to come and volunteer. Without the volunteers, we can't keep the message going.
Sure.
And we can't keep the doors open. We don't have very many hours right now. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 4, but we're going to try to put in 2 days, maybe Wednesday and Saturday, from 10 to 5, so that more people can come. Because often they come there and they say, oh, they're not open, and they get discouraged. So we just want to reach out to more people right now.
When we visit other parishes, and like I think I said earlier, that like if I'm giving talks or something about Mary, when we do kind of a survey, about half of the people say, well, we're not quite sure about Mary, so talk more about it, because we want to hear about Mary.
Okay.
And so that's part of the evangelization effort, to kind of help them see Mary in the scriptures, in the early church fathers, and especially, maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later, all the apparitions. Mary comes to us as a prophetic voice. Mitch Packle on the liturgies this morning talked about that we didn't have prophets during the exile, and the people really complained, the Israelites. But today, we have prophets, the saints. We have Mary coming in the different apparitions. Maybe we can touch on that.
I would absolutely love to touch on that, because Mary goes to every corner of the world, and she wants all of us to come to her son through her. It never ends with Mary. She is constantly pointing us to a closer relationship with her son. Joyce Wells, John Johnson joining me today from the Mary in Prayer Center. John, I do want to talk about those apparitions, but I am already coming up against my break. Can you both stay with us through the break? And we're going to continue our conversation in the next half hour.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And I am back. Joining me this morning in studio, it is Joyce Wells and John Johnson. We've had such a beautiful conversation about our Heavenly Mother and the incredible work they are doing with a great team of volunteers at the Mary in Prayer Center. Joyce and John, thank you so much for staying with me this morning. I've had such a beautiful conversation. Who doesn't love to talk about our Heavenly Mother?
She's the Queen Mother, isn't she? Yes, Han and Marcus Grota and Jeff Cavins going to talk about that, huh?
Yeah, it's just wonderful to talk about. And just as we were getting ready for our interview today, we talked about how all corners of the world, Mary has appeared in these apparitions with profound prayers, her beautiful presence, but She also comes with a warning, and she reminds all of us to pray the rosary. John, just tell us a little bit about some of the apparitions around the world and Mary's message to a world so in desperate in need of her son.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit offline about her being a prophetic voice to the church. At times, we theologically and in our catechesis say, well, I wish God would speak to me more in prayer. I wish he was around. But Mary does that. And Mary, we call her as the perfect mother. We call her the sinless one after the Immaculate Conception because she doesn't go like with us who are sinful. She was never in sin. And because of that, she's the perfect mother. And the world today seems to be going after the family. The center of the family, the mother and the father, but the mother is the one who gives birth. Mm-hmm. And if we look at pro-life, the darkness is trying to go after to get rid of the family and the children. They do not want the mother to be upheld because the mother is the one that gives birth. So the apparitions, I mean, Lourdes, La Salette, I've been to Lourdes several times and worked there as a volunteer in Medjugorje. Lourdes is so wonderful. Fatima has so many people that come and pray. And the spirit of Mary touches us, I think, when we go there. Garabandel, my wife and I just went there again a few years ago, and it's very rustic. Our Lady came in 1961 in Garabandel as Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And the Spanish people were always under duress because during the 1920s, like in Mexico, the Spaniards were killed in Spain, the priest and the nuns. So they don't like to talk about apparitions. But Mary came there to deliver the message, to deliver the warning, like Fatima, like in Medjugorje, like in Lourdes. So there's those two pieces. Mary comes to speak about her son, and then also to tell us there's a warning. Things are going to happen. There's consequences. Mm. We all know as parents, there's consequences. We tell our kids that, right?
Right.
And so consequences are there. It's not to be ignored at all.
Right, and she wants us to be prepared for these times so that we will be strong and we will stand up for our faith because we may be put on the line for or against Jesus and the truth.
Yeah, the creed tells us about the Mother of God. All of our faith, the tenets of our faith, Mary is not left out. So for some people that come up to me after I give a talk, they say, well, why do we need Mary? I say, well, do you study the catechism or do you think about the creed and think about how Mary is part of. Mary gave birth to Jesus. She is the spouse of the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Right, and now she is the voice for the world, and we just thank her for how she's trying to take care of us by appearing in every country in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing how many apparitions are out there.
Yeah.
All corners. I love how you say that too, Joyce. She wants to take care of us like a mother. She wants to take us up in her mantle and protect us. But she does have that warning, and that warning always comes with pray. Pray, little children. Pray my rosary. The Marian Prayer Center, well, you are there when you're open and you're ready to take those prayer requests because prayer is everything.
Well, and often when they call on the phone and they're really in dire need of prayer, we say, can we pray with you right now? So sometimes, or if they come into the center, we'll pray with them on the spot. And then we will put their prayer request on the altar. But the other thing I wanted to tell you about with her asking for prayer, she also asks us for penance, sacrifices. Like she asked the little children at Fatima, remember how many times they offered up their suffering or did things to offer up for the salvation of souls. So anyway, and another thing is fasting. She said prayer and fasting go together. They are very powerful. So if you come into the center, we have material on all these things. We have DVDs that you can borrow, but it will get you to know more about what Our Lady is asking for and where she has been appearing.
Yeah, so the Marian Prayer Center is a center of prayer, like Joyce is saying, especially intercessory prayer. And the prayer of the rosary, sometimes people say, well, why do you pray on these beads? And we say when we pray, we try to think about the mysteries of Christ, so the mysteries of Jesus. And we also pray in humility because we're praying to Mother Mary who takes these prayers, intercedes, and gives those prayers to her son, to Jesus.
It's wonderful to know that Marian Prayer Center is there. You are praying daily and then have those open hours. Of course, it would be wonderful to extend those open hours, but it does require volunteers. And then with an increase of volunteers, well, then the conferences come back. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were able to do and what we want to bring back to the Portland area?
Well, we were able to get out to more parishes. We used to go and do a peace mass at different parishes around town. We would, pray the rosary and the Divine Mercy there and share our Lady's messages. And we brought all of our materials to sell afterwards. And we had fellowship and refreshments. We always have fellowship and refreshments after our gatherings. And people look forward to that because you get to talk with people.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a time of sharing, too. I just believe that the more we can get people to come in, the more we can do.
Yeah, the Marian conferences as a potential. When we did those, we had the Friday night, and we helped worship and praise. We had a lot of speakers. We had, from the Divine Mercy areas, we had Charismatic Renewal speakers. We had Marian speakers. We had people from Medjugorje come, from Fatima. And then we had Saturday, we had our morning liturgies with Archbishop Leveda. I think Kenneth Steiner did a liturgy for us as well, and then we had Sunday as well. And so it was 3 days, and typically we had somewhere between 500,000-700,000 people come to those conferences. They went back to their parishes, and they started little Marian groups. And
okay.
That's something that we think is really needed.
Yeah, and it has kind of died out. So I guess we're here to just kind of stir up people again. We always start it with a prayer to the Holy Spirit. You know, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts and faithful, enkindle us with the fire of your love. So we just want to get that fire of love going again. You know, we have to keep reinstating, you know, what's asked of us from above.
And the Eucharist is all part of that. So Philadelphia and the whole focus on the Eucharistic Congress in the United States and in our parishes and our diocese, we can't get away when we have apparitions. Mary always brings us back into the Eucharist. At Fatima, the angel came and focused on the Eucharist in 1916 before Mary even came in 1917. And so the Eucharist is a key piece because it's the power of the body and blood of Jesus that allows us to do the things that we're meant to. Mary is our mother, continues to call us that. Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to say Mary is like the sun, that she's reflecting Jesus.
Oh, I love that. And of course, that beautiful source and summit of our faith in the Eucharist. I think that we can do what Mary calls us right here in the Portland area, to know that the Marian Prayer Center is ready to join their prayers with those of so many more. It is such a true blessing and gift that you are in, well, the Portland area. Joyce, remind our listeners again where the Marian Prayer Center is and the hours so that way they can come and talk to you. And let's see if we can get this really going again in our archdiocese.
Well, we're in a little corner in the Safeway shopping center. We are located there at 4370 Southeast King Road, and we're open right now Tuesdays through Saturday, 1 to 4, but we want to extend our hours. And our phone number is 503-786-9600. And you can call in with your prayer request or ask for what you need. We do have books, and sometimes we can order them from you, but we're really a small religious store. One thing we do have, we like to promote to people, are the sacramentals. And we made up a little sacramental box with the scapular and the rosary and the Divine Mercy and all those, and holy water and blessed salt, all those sacramentals you need. So we're just really there to share our faith with you and ask you to pray with us. If you come there also every day at 3 o'clock, we pray the Divine Mercy chaplet, and we invite you to pray with us if you have time. But be sure to come and visit us. And if you don't know when we're going to be open, give us a call.
The other thing we have is we have a new website. It's marianprayercenter.com, and that has all of our events and activities that are going on there.
Well, fantastic. Well, I love that box that you put together. If we are all supposed to have emergency supplies in our homes, every Catholic needs to have their Catholic emergency supplies for sure. Joyce and John, I just really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining me in studio. Thank you for all that you do at the Marian Prayer Center.
Thank you, Brenda, especially for the Mother of God, Mater Dei.
We just really appreciate that.
That is what we are here to do, is to give a voice to the words that need to be heard. So again, thank you so much. That was Joyce Wells and John Johnson from the Marian Prayer Center. I will be sure to add information about the Marian Prayer Center, about their call center and prayer center. You're going to find the link to their webpage on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.